Okay, guys and girls, in the rental world, what is normal for repairs for properties for tenants? What are the expectations you should have for a reasonable turnaround for getting stuff done? Stay tuned. We're going to talk about it with expert property manager of 15 years, Leo.
Over the intro, all good.
The intro didn't start. What happened?
I don't know. Technical difficulties.
Do you want to try again?
It's got no sound. It says tap for sound.
Anyway, let's talk about it without the intro. Repairs, maintenance. This must be the biggest job for a property manager, yeah?
It is. It's something that never stops. It's a continual part of the job, definitely.
More with houses, more with units?
Houses have a lot more preventative maintenance you need to do. And when something needs doing in a house, it's usually quite costly, whereas with a unit, you've usually just got your electrical, plumbing, your basic things that could, need fixing or an appliance. With a house, it's much more entailed. And especially, when it's bushfire season or it's been extremely wet with flooding and all that sort of stuff, a house can be a lot. Good morning.
So the number one repair person that would visit your properties would be?
Probably Deegan.
A plumber,
definitely.
So you've got a rental property, expect the plumber to be the number one guy that's going to be coming and going. I'm surprised with that. Number two?
The electrician, for sure.
Number three?
The handyman.
Okay, that's the order. I like that.
True.
In the course of, what would be the repair that you're like, and you're probably really casual about it because you've been doing property management such a long time, what would be the repair that you hear most?
A leak, or taps leaking. There's a leak somewhere under my sink. There's something to do with leaks, it's very, very common. And then we go through a process of elimination. You get the plumber there. A lot of the time it's the shower, and then following that, it could be something more entailed, like a shower repair center needing to go there and seal the tiles. Where is the water going? How long has it been leaking? There's a lot of questions, and it's sometimes not as easy as just changing a tap washer and having Deegan go in and out and it's done.
The number one piece of advice that you would give to a tenant when they want to repair, like, what's cringeworthy when you see a repair coming and you're going, oh, God, how come they're like, what do you recommend a tenant to do?
Yeah, sometimes tenants report maintenance after it's been happening for a long time, and then they basically, I know everyone gets busy, but they report it a week later, and at that point it's urgent for them, but it might have been something that wasn't so urgent a week or so ago. And then they call and they go, oh, well, I've had no hot water for 4 days. It's like, but we only just heard about it now. Like, if you called us 4 days ago, or you just thought it might have been a one-off thing, I get it. But we need to prepare. There's a process. You have to get the owner's approval. You have to do the work order. You have to book in the trade. Like, sometimes it's not, and we do strive to have people there the same day when it's something to do with leaks, electrical, all that sort of stuff. But if you're a tenant and you know of an issue, report it early and then expect that it might take a few days to transpire, as opposed to right now, I've been dealing with this for a whole week now, but I want it done now.
So jumping on it really, really quickly, and then it sort of becomes too late by the time they do jump on it. Is there anything, when people are getting repairs done to properties, why does it take time to get the tradesperson out there? For example, my expectation would be, my unreasonable expectation would be that I Something goes wrong. I pick up the phone. I think the person should be there the same day. Is that reality or what is reality?
To be fair, our trades are amazing that we use, and we do, for simple jobs, we can get them there the same day, and we do usually pick up the phone straight away. In the event that it's a repair that may cost the owner more than the expenditure limit, say $350, then it may possibly be that you have to wait longer. We can't get in touch with the owner, so it may take a couple of days. Especially if a new hot water system needs to be done, things like that, we can decide to approve on the spot. We do have that authority if it's an emergency and something that needs to be done. But we do also like to get the guidance of the owner. I had this one job many years ago when I first started, and it was in Cottage Point, and the hot water system was this big, gigantic tank, and it burst. And it almost flattened the house in front. And I was thinking, how much water can this be? Like, what kind of hot water system? Anyway, when I spoke to the plumber, he's like, yeah, we're gonna need a crane to get the new tank there. Like, it was the most nutsest.
Oh,
It took over a week, you know. Uh-oh.
oh, you're a guest.
I've been found.
So repairs, maintenance, make sure. And these days, does it have to be in writing, email? How's the preference for a property manager out there? How do they like to receive the repair request?
In
Sounds
writing,
like you've been
possibly.
breached.
I know I have. I've forewarned everyone. It's every Thursday morning, but it doesn't always go to plan.
London has fallen. London has fallen. London
Yeah.
has fallen.
I know. So I'm like, oh, what the hell? Yeah, and she's stubborn. She's not gonna stop. So I'll try and be quick. Repairs and maintenance in writing, and if it's within the 14-day period for non-urgent repairs, that's what we strive for. Appliances can be a longer turnaround, especially
Yeah, right.
dishwashers, dryers. Oh my God, it's carnage. I'm so sorry, viewers.
No, it's beautiful. Do you want to bring her in? Do
It's reality.
you want to bring it's a reality show? Do you want to bring her? Let's bring her in and ask her what she thinks about repairs and maintenance
Oh my
before you
God,
go.
she'll be so cranky.
Has she done her makeup?
Yeah, no. She's
She'll be
straight from
raw.
bed. Oh
Straight
God.
out of Harlem.
I know, no
Out
glam,
of
do you
Compton.
mean? But yeah, definitely in writing. We like photos, especially if it's something weird that we've not dealt with before. You know, sometimes tenants have troubles expressing what the issue could be, especially when it might be mold related, that's structural, you don't know where or what. We need quite a bit of
Yeah,
info.
ongoing stuff is, can be frustrating for a tenant. With what's the a bit of fun out of this one? The craziest repair would be that water, that water tank that had a
Oh,
fall of eight.
that
And what
was.
else? What else would you have crazy?
Oh, crazy. We talked about this one time. It wasn't mine, but the trap smelling a jar, and the tenant brought it in because the drain was smelling, and she brought in this jar with the smell and opened it for effect so you could smell. We've had tenants bring in the parts, like come into the office and you're like, what the hell is this? It's like a half mixer tap that's rusted and broken, and they bring it in and leave it in reception for you. You're just like, okay, like,
We've had
oh.
bad repairs needed where the tenants burnt down the property.
Yes, that one of my firsts. Actually, I had two at this year. Two this year. I had a kitchen where the tenant went away and the cat trod on the stove top, activated the stove. There was something near there and it burnt the whole side of one part of the kitchen. And then the fireys put in their report that it was the cat, most likely the cat. And then I had
Wow.
I know, that's wild. And it was a new kitchen.
I was talking to a mate last night, around dinner, and he was saying they've got baboons in South Africa, and now they've learnt to ring the doorbell.
Oh my God, that's so freaky.
You can
Oh my
imagine
God.
opening your door like, oh, So repairs, maintenance. Oh, by the way, if it's a fire, whose fault would that, like, if that's a big repair, but whose fault would that be? And who pays that insurance-wise?
In both instances, which I it was both times I've not dealt with it before, it was handled completely through the strata and building insurance.
Right.
So the internal one for the one where the gas bottle burnt in the bedroom, it exploded. Everything was handled through strata, and the strata even paid the insurance excess, which was $2,000, all through the building insurance.
Wow.
Regardless of whose fault it was. So the same with the kitchen, that's all being dealt with strata. We had to provide them a report from the handyman that did the kitchen initially and how much it would cost, and then also the insurance is being paid. Now, I've had another property where the leak that was caused in the apartments flooded the whole like common area and that, and they're wanting the insurance excess to be paid by the owner. And having had this fire insurance
Yeah,
jobs,
all
both of
handed
them, I'm
below.
confused. I'm like, why? Why are they paying the excess when it's covered under the strata? And the strata manager said, well, that's up to the committee. And I'm like, I'm not buying that. Like, I want more information. Like, where does it say it's the lot
In
owner's
writing.
responsibility to pay the excess for the insurance? So these things can take a bit of time, especially the big jobs.
Mom, she's awake and she wants you.
Okay, I'm coming. How
Mum's
old?
talking too much.
It's 8 o'clock now.
Do you want to come and say hi to Mum? Quick.
Sure.
I'm so
Look,
hot.
I've got Zeno and Neymar Junior here.
How are
He's going
ya?
to the soc he's going to the Socceroos match tonight. He's going to walk on while they
No.
play Lebanon. Yeah.
That's going to be
Yeah.
sick.
It is. Go get your sister. Shut the door.
Okay. Well, I think yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. Who pays for that water? Yeah. Did you hear about the real estate agent that burnt the place down in, I think it was
Oh my
Avalon and
God.
Newport?
I
Yeah.
know
I feel
Avalon.
terrible for her. Like, I don't know if you've been watching the news, guys and girls, but and a bit left of centre from repairs. But yeah, the real estate agent went in to sell to present the property better because they were doing an open house. They moved some furniture, a sheet around in the bedroom, touched the light caught on fire, burnt down the whole house. Real estate agent responsible, 850 grand.
Oh, that is just. I don't even know how like you could sleep at night knowing something like that could happen.
Yeah.
It's just the
It's a big
most
shock to our
extreme,
industry.
huge,
Yeah.
huge. And I would be wondering whether that home has a compliancy with electricals and some of those older homes in Avalon that, don't have an upgraded safety switches on their, electrical boxes and all that sort of stuff, and whether that played a part. You'd want to get into it for sure.
Unbelievable. Cleo, thank you so much.
Thank you. Sorry about today,
Get to those
guys.
beautiful kids. Thank you.
Thank
See ya.
you.
Bye bye.